Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. On reading Prabhupada's books and becoming strong by following the spiritual principles, I think it is very obvious and you have admitted that the problem is you are not following the basic principles for our society. The fact that you have not chanted your rounds for a long time is enough to make you without any spiritual strength. From a letter of May 26, 1975. You say you want to go to preach to the Mayavadi Swamis, but if you go to those rascals, they will convert you. You are not strong that you can convince them and convert them from their foolishness. It is distinctly said in the Bhagavad Gita that the purpose of the Vedic knowledge is to understand Krishna. Vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedya. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 5. So we are presenting Krishna in so many ways, politically, socially, economically, philosophically, and religiously, etc. We are describing him in 75 books of 400 pages each. Better read these books thoroughly and be firmly convinced yourself before going to these demons for convincing them. If you are weak yourself while trying to convert them, you will be converted by them. Don't try any hard task before you are very strong. Chant 16 rounds daily. Follow the rules and regulations and read our books. Don't become a very big preacher immediately. From a letter of May 20th, 1975. On devotees and the bodily concept. Why should you be sorry if someone says you are an Indian and he is an American and that Indians are no good but Americans are good? Why be affected by bodily relationships? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised us, and as an older grown-up student, you should know it, that we have to become humbler than a blade of grass and more tolerant than a tree. Then we can execute our service and chant Hare Krishna. If Indians are bad, then I am also bad as I am an Indian, but they have accepted an Indian as their guru. So Indians are both bad and good according to the behavior. They accused you as bad because you are an Indian, yet they have accepted a bad Indian as guru. Don't be afflicted by all these external features of our bodily relationship. Be steady in Krishna consciousness and do your duty. And you may be blessed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna and make your life successful. We are neither Indian nor American. Our real identity is that we are all servants of Krishna. From a letter of February 7, 1974. You have asked what is the origin of the black race. This is not an important question. Why should you be curious about the temporary body? If I am very interested in knowing about my clothing that I am wearing only temporarily, it is not a very important thing. We have had many bodies which we change like sets of clothes. To be very absorbed in the present body one has, whether it is black or white or yellow, is not a sign of a wise person or a Krishna-conscious devotee. As to whether the personality of Kali was black, African, it may not have been so. After Krishna is black also, although his body is different. He is Sachit Ananda. So our inquiry should be to the point of Krishna, not in reference to the so-called race or religion or nationality of this temporary miserable body. From a letter of May 1st, 1974. Thank you, Hare Krishna.